This is Make Sense of Your Mortgage with the experts at Valley Mortgage on KFGO. The home mortgage refinance and construction loan experts are here to answer all your questions. Hear from the Valley's largest independent mortgage lender, Valley Mortgage. Now, let's make sense of your mortgage on It Takes Two with Amy and JJ.
Angie is with us today from Valley Mortgage to talk to make sense of your mortgage. And if you have any questions, you can text them now to 35270, sponsored by 702 Communications, keeping you connected with high-speed internet. But these guys are keeping you connected with really great mortgages. Angie, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you say right now is a great time to purchase a lake home or investment property. Do explain.
So we've hit historically low rates I can't even remember seeing from this long of a time frame, below 3% for your 30-year fixed rate. So now it's a great way to put that money to use. If you're looking at now, especially with the summer and looking at lake property, you can get into a second home or that lake home that you've been eyeing for as little as, you know, 10% down. And rates are for a second home are pretty similar to that of a primary residence. There's some additional requirements here and there because you're buying that second home, but now is the perfect time to look at that option.
Angela, I'm curious about this. What about people who, let's say, you have a mortgage on their current home? Can you have a mortgage on your primary residence and still be approved for a second home or a lake home?
You can, as long as you meet certain debt-to-income requirements. You obviously have to qualify for both mortgage payments along with any other liabilities or items that would show up in your credit report. Your max debt-to-income, so basically if you look at your gross monthly income, cannot exceed 45%, so no more than 45% of your gross monthly income can go to, you know, the mortgage payments, the house payments, and then, you know, any other liabilities that would show up.
And so, and that's combined, correct?
That is combined.
Well, correct. I mean, yep. That still gives you a lot of purchase power.
Absolutely. The other thing you do want to, there are, like I said, there's just a couple additional rules that we have to look at, or a couple additional things that we have to make sure, especially now, is that there's people have reserves. So you have to put 10% down minimum. We also need to show that you have a minimum also of 2 months of reserves. We call that PITI, so principal and interest, taxes, insurance, for the second home that you're buying, and then any other financed or investment properties. Just because we've seen this with COVID, you know, those people need to make sure that they can make those mortgage payments if something were to happen. So we need to have that in reserve.
If people are looking to buy that lake home, let's say, do they go through the same pre-approval process that they would if they were buying a regular home?
Absolutely. And lake homes seem to get grabbed pretty quick. So you definitely want to have that pre-approval before you even start going and looking.
Okay, so let's talk about investment property. For that person who says, gosh, I would like to buy something that's going to generate some income down the road.
Absolutely. Now you can get a mortgage on a 1-4 unit property. So you don't have to live there, obviously you can use it as a rental property. The minimum down payment requirement for this type of purchase is going to be 20% for a one unit. So if you're purchasing a single family home, you will need a minimum of 20% down. If you're looking at maybe a duplex or a fourplex, then down payment requirements do increase to a minimum of 25% down. Now, some lenders make you put 30% down. Fortunately, we only require 25% down for that multi-unit property. The rate is going to be higher than it would be if you're buying a primary or a second home. And the reason for that is there's a little bit more risk for Fannie and Freddie, because if something, again, were to happen and you couldn't make your mortgage payments, you're going to keep your primary residence and you're going to let that investment property go. So they do price it a little bit higher. So it's typically about 0.75% rate of a 1% rate above what the going, like your primary residence would be. So still very good. So you're at 2.75% for a primary residence, you'd be looking at maybe 3.5% or 3.5% on a second or on an investment property.
Angela, what if you intend to buy like a duplex and live in one half? Does that make any difference, or do they still see it the same as an investment property like that?
No, that's a great point. It's completely different. That's considered your primary residence. So depending on the loan program, you can purchase a duplex with as little as 3.5% to 5% down, but you do have to occupy one side of it.
Interesting. And then same thing with that debt to income ratio and some reserves on that?
Right. So minimum for both of these, for both options, whether you're buying a lake home or an investment property, when I talk about these different requirements, we're assuming that the loan amount's not going to exceed $510,000, because then we go for conforming loan limits. And then the debt to income or the DTI for an investment property, it's going to be a little bit stricter here again. So max is going to be about 43%. Credit score requirements are going to be a minimum of 640. It's just, it's really hard to get an approval unless you're in that 700 range, especially for an investment property.
Angie is with us from Valley Mortgage. It is Make Sense of Your Mortgage. So, Teresa has a question, and let's get her on the line. Teresa, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi. I bought a house a couple years ago, and I had a very comfortable house payment. And then each year I'm getting notices, oh, your house payment's going up. So it's gone up about $35. So just, you know, I thought, you know, the first payment would be just wonderful throughout the whole life of the loan, and then I get these nice little notices.
And that we definitely do see, especially in this area when property taxes increase. Do you escrow for your taxes and insurance?
Yep. That's okay. Where the notice comes from. There's a shortage. I've already paid twice now with a shortage, and then I get the nice little notice. You may or may not have an increase on your payment. Well, again, I got an increase on my payment again.
Yep. And unfortunately, we do see that the principal and interest portion of your mortgage payment cannot change. What happens, though, is if those property taxes go up, the servicer out of your escrow account will pay that full bill, but you may not have enough in your escrow account based on your previous payment. So what they do is that they'll pay that for you, and then you have what we call an escrow shortage, and then you can go ahead and cover that shortage, and the difference to your payment should be minimal, but they still have to increase it based on the new tax value or the new tax amount. That's
right.
That's why you see those increases.
But I never knew this, you know, when I did the original loan. You know, there's nothing, even on the radio, never did anybody mention, oh, by the way, you know, wait, you know, because I don't have special assessments or anything. I thought, great, I don't have special assessments, and my payment will be, you know, all the way.
Do you, if you, here's a great instance where if your loan to value is 80% or less, one thing you could do is also request the servicer to stop escrowing and waive those escrows, and then you could pay those on your own when they're due, and then your monthly mortgage payment would not change.
Well, again, no matter what, it's extra money that I thought, you know, I didn't have to go. But then also there's a little tidbit I heard on the radio, too, that someone said you can reduce your mortgage payment if you pay twice a month. Do you agree?
You would pay more towards principal, so you pay it off sooner. So you would, you're eating up how quickly you pay off that mortgage if you pay, make biweekly payments, because essentially you're getting an extra mortgage payment in each year, and that will reduce your principal balance faster and get your mortgage paid off sooner.
Right, but they said, you know, with your, you, normally I pay once a month at the beginning of the month, but they said, no, do it twice a month. You know, do the first half and then pay the second half later. Not a double payment, just the same payment, but do it twice a month. Is that true?
Yep. And that's you're basically getting one extra payment in a year by doing that, by paying that every 2 weeks. So it's called biweekly payment. You're paying it every 2 weeks, and
great,
that pays it off for you.
Yeah, I think, Teresa, from what I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, Angela, but You're not making two payments a month. You're making a payment every 2 weeks. And the way that works out on the calendar is you're actually making an additional payment during the year. So instead of,
right,
you're not making 24, you're actually making 25 or 26, depending on how the break is where you're making the payment. So you can lower that down significantly faster. I think some people prefer to do that. But again, you're still going to end up paying more than you would necessarily budget if you did a 12-month program just on a payment-to-payment basis.
Right.
You're splitting the payment in half, basically, and paying it every 2 weeks. But yes, you are actually paying more throughout that year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you.
Angela, I think we've got a lot of people out there who are getting pretty excited about the opportunity to, maybe get into some of these investment properties or finally own that lake home. I know last week that's all I wanted to do was to sit somewhere at my lake and, throw something on the barbecue. If people are interested in maybe looking, one of the first stops should be at Valley Mortgage because, of course, you guys can get people pre-approved for some of these things. So how can they get a hold of you at Valley Mortgage?
They can give us a call at 701-461-8450. Otherwise, they can find us at valleymortgageinc.com.
Thank you so much, Angela. Always a pleasure.
Thank you.